www.attableek.com, the Revival of Iman.
Who enters paradise because of a wrong teaching? And how is that possible? How can you enter paradise because of a wrong that you did? The answer given and the explanation provided is, after a person made a mistake, نَسَرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَزَلْ حَذْرًا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْخَطِيئَةِ حَتَّى فَرَقَ الدُّنْيَا وَدَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Then he made a mistake once in his life. We're not advocating the mistake. We're not condoning the mistake. We're not sanctioning the mistake. He unfortunately, tragically succumbed and made a mistake. But once bitten, twice shy, لَا يُدَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Once he makes a mistake in life, he then alerted himself and he said, I will never ever repeat this wrong in my life. And that one mistake became the means of him rehabilitating, reforming, rectifying his life and keeping him aligned on the path of virtue until he left this world in a manner that his Creator was pleased with him. وَإِنَّ أَحْمَقَ الْحُمُقْ مَنْ دَخَلَ النَّارَ بِحَسَنَةٍ عَمِلَهَا. And in the same breath and in the same vein, the most foolish and naive of individuals is a person who enters hell because of a virtue he performed. He performed a virtue and he became complicit. He stagnated. Oh no, I've done once when I've said for i'tikaf. Or you know where I've said in the masjid of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know in Ramadan how much Quran I read, brother? I've given charity once in my life, brother. You know what I've done? He done one virtue and he became complicit. He became stagnant in his life. And he continued doing wrong until he left this world and tragically his fate was hell. May Allah protect us and guide us. Abu Hazim rahimahullah used to say, كُلُّ نِعْمَةٍ كُلُّ نِقْمَةٍ تُقَرِّبُكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَهِيَ نِعْمَةٍ وَكُلُّ نِقْمَةٍ تُبَعِدُكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Every virtue which takes you away from Allah is actually a tragedy. And every tragedy which brings you close to Allah, some difficulty, some trial, some challenge in your life, but in that crisis you found your Creator, and that is really a bounty. And some apparent bounty, apparent growth, development, advancement, things are going relatively good, hunky-dory in your life, but it's making you proud, arrogant, haughty, obstinate, and you lose your humility and your focus, then that in essence is not a bounty and it is not a boon. I want to share with you people, because obviously we are here part of Islamic Relief and the aim and the motivation is to remind ourselves that we have a greater responsibility to the entire creation, and that is a duty upon us. That is a duty upon us. مَا أَحْسَنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالَهَا إِذَا أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنَّا لَهَا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَاسِ النَّاسَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَرَّضَ لِلْإِدْبَارِ إِقْبَالَهَا فَاحْذَرْ زَوَالَ الْفَضْلِ يَا جَابِرُ وَأَعْطِ مِنْ دُنْيَاكَ مَنْ سَأَلَهَا فَإِنَّ الْعَرْشِ جَزِيلُ الْعَطَى يُضَعْتَكُ بِالْحَبَّةِ أَمْثَالَهَا. That whatever assets Allah has given us is a ni'mah from Him, and it is our duty to make our assets at the disposal of deen. In doing so, we will only ensure our own growth and our own protection. Allah makes mention of an incident in the Quran in the 29th juz in Surah An-Nun. It's a very amazing day. There was this father, every time he used to harvest the crops, he used to take a portion of the crops and he used to give it to the poor people. This was his good nature and his good practice, passing on to the poor people. And the remaining he would bring home, some he would eat, some he would take to the marketplace. So everybody ate. The poor would get a share, he would bring some home, and he would sell it, and the wheel of life would turn and all would be fine. When the old man moved on and the young blood came on, and they had a different vision and a different approach and they had a different attitude, you know, actual science. Now you're going to be calculated, you're going to run your mind, you're going to do all the maths and the figures before you decide to spend. So the children who inherited this orchard, they said, no, we can do away with the practice of the old man. And what's the practice of the old man? That he used to give the poor. So what we're going to do now is, when it's time to harvest the crops, we're going to go very early, very, very early. By the time the poor get wind of the fact that it's time to harvest the crops, you would have been done and the crops would have been harvested. And when they arrive at the orchard, they will have absolutely nothing. And on us now this day, great D-Day, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. When we tested the Meccans, as we tested the people of the garden in the autumn, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. إِنْ أَذَّتَهُ when they mutually swore an oath, لَيَصْرِفُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ, that tomorrow morning they will go and cut and harvest. And then what does the Quran say? فَانْطَلَقُوا, they advanced. وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ, while they were whispering, and التخافت, they were discreetly whispering to each other. And what was the private, discreet whisper to each other? أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. No beggar must come, no poor person must come. Walk slowly, don't tell it to anyone. The old man has moved on, the father was doing some good practice, the entire family was enjoying. وَغَدَوْا, they advanced, عَلَى حَرْدٍ أي عَلَى بُخْلٍ قَادِرِينَ, thinking that they have the muscle to execute and withhold and deny and deprive. And what happened? What happened? وَغَدَوْا عَلَى حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. In that period of time when there was contamination in their endeavor and they changed their mind. And what was the mind? Purely to deprive the poor, which was a practice coming down from the old man and was keeping so much barakah in the life. What is barakah? الْمَنَافِعُ الْكَثِيرَةُ بِأَسْبَابِ الْقَلِيلَةِ, that Allah gives you wholesome benefit from minimum provisions. So barakah doesn't necessarily mean the growth and the advancement of 1 to 2 and 2 to 4. Allah could multiply the perks and the benefits out of one. And that is barakah. From the little that you have, Allah just gives you so much goodness, well-being and excellency out of it. Anyway, long story short, it's a cold night, we don't want to take too much of your time. The Quran says, Allah destroyed it. And Allah destroyed it in such a way that when they arrived at the orchard, it was destroyed beyond recognition, that the initial response was, إِنَّا لَضَالُونَ. Oh, this is somebody else's. We came to the wrong place. We came to the wrong place. This is somebody else's. You know, I come from South Africa, and unfortunately, crime in our country is very rife. So, it's common, you know, there's burglar proofing, there's security, there's so many measures, and we ask Allah to grant us peace and protection, because aman is very serious. There's no life without peace, safety and security. So often you exit from a mall and you park in a particular area and you forgot where you parked, and when you exit momentarily you don't see your car, and you know the feeling that grips your heart, that is it gone? Okay, wait, hang on, I parked in the other section. Because it's such a common thing, unfortunately, to come out and see that your car is gone. In fact, the crime is so bad that if the car is gone, it's almost viewed as a plus that Allah saved your life. And you know what? You were not confronted with the thieves and the thugs itself, and you know, you lost your car, but not your life. So when they arrived at the orchard, the Quran says their first reaction was, Inna labalur. Okay, this is somebody else. This is not our orchard. This is not our orchard. Listen, how is it? We're going to harvest. This is somebody else's, really. And then they look back and forward. أَنَّحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. No, wait, hang on. We've been deprived here. We've been hit. We've been struck. This is a divine tragedy. Now, one of the brothers had warned them, cautioned them, when they were entertaining this intention of depriving them, listen, this is not the way to do things. But unfortunately, his voice was not loud enough, was not entertained. So when he realized what had happened, قَالَ أَوْسَتُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. But didn't I warn you people? Didn't I caution you people? Praise Allah and don't do things like this here. So the point I'm saying, my brother, is that when we give charity, we don't realize the goodness that it brings. In the authentic narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it appears, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has made mention of the hadith, that in the previous times a man was walking, بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي, a person was walking. And as he's walking, there's a cloud hovering above him. And the cloud is saying, إِسْلِ حَدِيفَةَ فُلَانَ. From the cloud, the authentic hadith, which is recorded in the books of hadith, this person hears a voice call out from the dock saying, that shower your rain on the garden of a particular person. So this man was quite intrigued by this voice coming from above him, a cloud that's hovering. And curiosity was piercing him to follow the cloud. So he hangs along and he moves along with the cloud. Then he comes to a place and then he finds the water raining down on a particular place and a man standing there, and with his hose, he's just hosing his garden and his orchard. So he goes up to the brother and he said, "Sorry, I don't wish to intrude or invade you, but can I ask you a question? What's your name?" "Okay, that's fine. Why would you want to know my name?" He said, "As I was walking along, I actually heard a name call out from the cloud." And he said, "Yeah, that's precisely my name." And he said, "Okay, why would you enjoy this divine arrangement? Why would you enjoy such privileges?" He said, "With the grace of Allah, every time I harvest my crops, I give a portion to the poor. And because of that, my Allah has favored me with perpetual rain. I've never been deprived of good rain or climate or weather or sunshine or anything. Allah has given me wholesome in everything that I enjoy because of the portion that I take up and I give to the poor." So our teachings are very wholesome. Our teachings are very wholesome in this way. وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ عُيُوبُكَ فِي الْمَرَايَا وَصَرَّكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهَا ضِطَاءُ تَسَتَّرْ بِالصَّفَاءِ فَكُلُّ عَيْبٍ يُغَطِّيهِ كَمَا قِيلَ الصَّفَاءُ. That if you really want to conceal your wrong and you want to expedite your growth, then generosity is the way to go. By virtue of generosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with so much. We don't realize that when we change our intentions, how negative the impact is. And when we have good intentions, how positive the impact is. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah has made mention of an incident in Tafsir al-Kabir. He says that there was a king in a particular time. His name was Anur Sharwan. He was going on a hunting trip. And while he was hunting, somewhere he broke away from his group and his entourage. وَوَصَلَ إِلَى الْبُسْتَانِ. And he reached a garden and an orchard. So he was quite thirsty. He was told al-Akshu alayhi. He was thirsty. So he said to the boy in the garden, "A'tini ar-rumana. Please, boy, would you get me a pomegranate? I'm thirsty." The boy, unknown that this is the king of the land, this is the ruler of the land. "Okay, Allah obliged," and he brings him a pomegranate and he gives it. Shattaha and his fail, he cuts it in half. Akhraja habbaha, he takes up the grains. He squeezes it, kharaja minhu ma'un kathir. It's tasty, it's sweet, it's palatable. When the king drinks this, he says, "Oh, this is a beautiful orchard, man. I need to lay my hands on this. This, we need to make this our property, man. This can't be owned by private. We're going to make this a state enterprise." Right? There's just change in his mind. He tells the boy, "Give me another pomegranate." So the boy goes and brings him another pomegranate and gives it. And now when he drinks it, it's not sweet, it's not tasty, it's not palatable. So he asks the boy, "Lima sara rumanu hakala?" What happened? The first one was so sweet and the other one is so unpleasant. He said, "La'alla malik al-balad 'azama 'ala al-dhulmi." I think the ruler of the land has intended to abuse, exploit, and expropriate and oppress, and the negative effect of his bad intentions is that the fruit in the city has become sour. When he heard this, he knew exactly what was happening. Imam Fakhruddin Razi has made mention of it in Tafsir al-Kabir. He knew exactly what was happening. And then he said, "Okay." لَمَّا سَمِعَ أَنَوْ شَرْوَانَ هَذَا وَكَانَ مُطَابِقًا لِأَحْوَالِ قَلْبِهِ تَابِ. He said, "Bring me another pomegranate, please." And he brings him another one. And now he eats it. وَجَدَهُ أَتْيَبْ مِنَ الرُّمَانَةِ الْأُولَى. It more tasty than the first one. And he's like, "Okay, now what's this whole thing, man? What's this reconcile?" He said, لَعَلَّ مَلِكَ الْبَلَدْ تَابَ عَنِ الظُّلْمِ. Probably the ruler of the land has repented from his evil intentions. And he said, "Oh my boy, let me tell you, I am the ruler of the land. And precisely what you said was the condition of my heart." And he repented in its totality and its entirety. Wallahi, when we have good intentions, there's a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmidhi, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his most eloquent way, summarizes the whole world in four categories. Just look at the comprehensive speech, Utitu Jawami al-Kalim. That was one of the miracles conferred on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole world in four categories. I mean, how can you cannot even divide a town in four types of people. You can't divide a school. You can't divide, you know, a working force. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam divided the whole world in four categories. One is that person who, a person, رَجُلٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَعِلْمًا. One out of the four is the best, one is the worst, and the other two are in between. The best out of them is رَجُلٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَعِلْمًا. A person whom the Almighty has blessed with wealth, because we all need money, we live in a world, we all need money, and Allah has blessed with piety and the understanding of deen. So because he has the best of both, يَتَّقِي رَبَّهُ وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ فَهَذَا بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. He understands that, listen, my wealth is from the Almighty, it's a gift, it's a test, I've got to manage my affairs, and I'm liable and I'm answerable. So he doesn't feel himself independent in the usage of his money. It's not my way of doing it as I want. Yes, he understands he's governed. The manner in which he dispenses his funds is governed. فَوَيَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهُ وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ فَهَذَا بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. This is the best out of the four. Then you get the other person, رَجُلٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ مَالًا. رَجُلٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ مَالًا. Allah has blessed him with knowledge, but Allah hasn't blessed him with wealth. فَهُوَ الصَّادِقُ النِّيَّةِ. He says, if ever Allah gives me money, my intention is by virtue of the wealth that Allah will give me, I'll help the poor, I'll help the needy. Now remember, it's easy to claim when you don't have, but it's difficult to deliver when Allah gives you. It's very easy to make a loose claim. Oh, if I have, I'll give. Oh, brother, I'm sorry, man. Oh, if I have, you know, you can go. It's done. And then many a times Allah puts us to test. The Messenger of Allah says, for who was sadiqun niyyah, his intention is good for ajruhu ma sawa. The second person and the first person in paradise will be the same. The first owned, spent, and did so much virtue. The second died without a penny, but died hoping to own and do good actions by virtue of the potential money that he would have accumulated had he possessed. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not deprive him or give him any less. فَأَجْرُهُ مَا سَوَىٰ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says his reward would be the same. And then the third person, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَجُلٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ عِلْمًا. Allah gave him a lot of wealth but no piety. And may Allah protect us from that. You have all the wealth in the world but no piety. Because of that, well, it's my money. I've earned, I've toiled, I've exerted. I mean, you're not going to ask me. You're not going to invade me. You're not going to impose on me. You're not going to get under my skin. It's mine. Back off. And he feels he's entitled to it. رَجُلٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ عِلْمًا. So he does evil, he abuses, he doesn't, لَا يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ. He doesn't fear Allah, he doesn't join ties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's an evil person. And the fourth one is the most evil out of them all, لَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ مَالًا وَلَا عِلْمًا. He doesn't have wealth, nor does he have knowledge. So he doesn't have wealth, so he's common to the other one who doesn't have wealth, so he desires wealth. But he doesn't have piety, so the motivation of earning the wealth or owning the wealth is not good either. I wish I had money I could party. I wish I had money I could indulge. I wish I had money I could do wrong. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَوِزْرُهُمَا سَوَىٰ. فَوِزْرُهُمَا سَوَىٰ. The fourth person won't own anything, die as a pauper. He won't have a penny in his pocket. But because he desired owning money for the wrong reasons, his abode would be same like the evil person who owned wealth and abused wealth. It just goes to prove, my brothers, that when we have good intention, there are good benefits. One day I gave a talk back home in South Africa and I spoke about donating. And I spoke about, you know, having good intentions. So a brother came to me after the talk, Sheikh, I want to share with you a personal incident. I'm like, okay, tell it to me. You know, because we hear from one and pass it on to another. And that's how we all take courage and motivation. So he said there was an organization that was collecting some money, and in my mind I had calculated, this is the amount I'm going to donate. I'm like, good, that's going to happen, they come in and this is what I'm going to give. When the organization came and each one made the donation, I realized that the highest donation wasn't even half the amount I had pledged. So my thoughts started playing tricks with me. No, I don't have to give that amount because, you know what, I'm still king even if I give half of that. I'm still the big boy in the land. I'm still the big boy because nobody else can match half mine. So I decided I'm going to drop my amount. I had made a pledge, in my thoughts and my mind with my Creator that this is something I need to do and I want to do and I'm going to do. And then I started backtracking and changing my mind because I'm like, listen, nobody else is really meeting what I'm going to give. Anyway, I gave that X amount and I came out, and psychologically I'm happy that I supposedly saved myself so much money. He said, I barely came out, I sat down in the car, lo and behold, I ended up in an accident, and it cost me an arm and a leg, and I spent much more than what I had actually planned. And I said, I learned a lesson with myself, that وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, women whom there are some people, مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ, who pledge to Allah, لَإِنْ آتَانَا, if Allah gives us, لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ, we'll give in charity, وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and we will be amongst the most pious people. But when Allah gives them, بَخِلُوا بِهِ, they become misers. So really, brothers, today this is one call, but there are calls continuously, and that's our duty. I just want to share with you one ayah, and then I'm going to conclude, inshallah. Brother Mahmood would share with us some words and just give us some breakdown on the crises that are happening in Aleppo in particular, and in many other parts of the world. The Quran repeatedly impresses upon us, when we do any action, and in particular when we do infaq, we must do it with ikhlas and sincerity. We do know that's an absolute prerequisite for the acceptance of any action. Now look at this amazing parable that the Quran gives. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ تَنْبِيتًا مِّنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌّ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ لَهُ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون. سبحان الله, we cannot possibly comprehend the profound nature of the Quran. Allah reminds us about the importance of spending, and spending with sincerity, because that is what's going to rescue us on the day of Qiyamah. Desire. Do any one of you wish? Do any one of you desire? Do any one of you aspire? أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ, does any one of you desire? أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ, that he has date palms. He has an orchard of date palms. أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ, and vineyards, grape trees, vineyards. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath which rivers are flowing. لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and besides dates and besides grapes, he has every other fruit you can think of. And then what happens? He has all this healthy assets. وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبَرُ, and then old age sits in. He's become old, become aged, become frail, become senile, become weak. وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبَرُ وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءُ, and he has young children that are weak and dependent. And just then, when he's got all these assets and it's time to retire and sit on his retirement package now and look after his family, then comes this whirlwind, comes this tornado, comes this gusty wind, comes this destructive wind, fee narun, in which they are flames, and it reduces the orchard to smithereens. It destroys it, it annihilates it. كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات, in the same way Allah explains the parables, لعلكم تتفكرون, so you can reflect. So quick, just overview and a reflection over this ayah. What is Allah saying? The scholars of tafsir unpack and elucidate, and they explain to us that a person who spends or does good without ikhlas and sincerity, his example has been encapsulated here. Imagine now, exactly as the Quran is giving the picture, you work in, you toil in, and you reach, I'm not sure what's the retirement age here, but probably by us it's 60, give or take, common age. At 60 now it's like time to take a back seat, and now collect your funds and whatever you had insured or whatever, you know, investments you have, it's going to mature now and it's time to get your package. So the Quran said this man has vineyards, he has date palms, he has all other fruits, and old age has set in, and just when his old age has set in, tragically, all his assets got burnt out. Now the Quran just didn't say that the assets got burnt out. The Quran said that he old age had set in and he had weak children. وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءُ. He had children, du'afa, that are weak. So the scholars say, if a man is old and aged and he loses his assets, but he doesn't have children, so what you say? You call it today, you cut your losses. That's life, tough luck, I lost what I had. But at least I don't have liabilities, I don't have dependents. It's just me and the old lady. I will just love the life. You know, there was a couple, I was once traveling and I was coming back from Amsterdam. Old couple, and they were moving to Cape Town. So we sat down and we're talking in the flight. So, you know, young man, I'm from South Africa. Where are you off to, uncle? I'm going to Cape Town. Okay, lovely. How old are you? 18. How old is auntie? 81. Wow. Like, what would take you to Cape Town at this age of your life? Now we've learned a lot about it. I said, oh, of course, man, I'm patriotic to my land. I'm going to tell you how lovely Cape Town is. But I must caution you, there's a lot of crime. Well, we're so old, even if we're not victims of crime, I thought we'll live for long. So we said, we just make the best of it. So I said, okay, that's a great psychology and that's a great approach. You know, good luck to you. So anyway, the Quran says they have children. Now understand this. If they didn't have children and you lose your assets, okay, it's okay, it was only us. We didn't get it. We enjoyed life. No, your pain is much more severe because you've got somebody depending on you. Second scenario, you have children, but they matured, they're able, they can generate revenue for you. So that's an asset for you. That, oh, you know what? That's why they say, you know what? In investment, don't put your eggs in one basket, right? Diversify. Invest here, invest here, invest here. If one backfires, then you can rely on something else. So if you lost your assets, but you've got children that are not du'afa, they are strong and healthy, you can call upon them. That would have been an advantage. But here the Quran says, no. You worked, you toiled, you had orchards, you had date palms, you had vineyards, and just when you retire, now you lose everything, and imagine looking at your children, and they are weak, and you have nothing else to do for them. Allah says, that is the condition of a person who invests in akhirah by doing good actions, but he destroys the potential of his good by لَا تُبْدِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Either by reminders of his goodness, or by lack of sincerity, by lack of ikhlas. We just heard today in the Isha prayer, Allah's greatness. قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ. So the companions used to say, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Khalid, Sami, the different attributes of Allah. So the disbelievers came and they said, you stopping us from worshipping multiple gods, but you worshipping multiple gods. Sometimes you're calling on to Rahman, sometimes you're calling on to Rahim. You are also calling on to different gods. So Allah revealed the verse, no. قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. These are different names of the same Allah. عِبَارَاتُنَا شَتَّى وَحُسْنُكَ وَاحِدُ وَكُلٌّ إِلَى ذَاتِ الْجَمَالِ يُشِيرُ. Our manifestations differ, but your beauty is one. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. And say, all praise belongs to Allah who has no children. Because in life you take help from three people. You either take help from your senior, which is the common, a child from a parent, a junior from a senior, or you take help from your equal, a partner from a partner, a spouse from a spouse, or you take help from someone younger than you, a parent from a child, a teacher from a student. Allah negates all these three in this ayah. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. All praise belongs to Allah who doesn't have any children. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And he has no partner in his kingdom or empire. And he has no guardian out of weakness. So when he is so great, takbiru takbira, then say Allahu Akbar. Then say Allahu Akbar. So anyway, my brothers, there is a call now that's happening in Islamic Relief, and the call is continuously. At the moment, we are aware and cognizant of the crisis that is paralyzing and terribly the people of Aleppo. I'm grappling with the severe winter here, the harsh climate and the brutal weather, because it's not in our country and we don't experience. But again, we take amnesty, we have hot homes and showers and the rest of it. What about those who have to contend with this day in and day out? So inshallah, Brother Mahmood would be just enlightening us on some of the amazing projects that Islamic Relief would be doing and are doing, and how they are, you know, dispensing funds on the ground. So inshallah, let's just give him an attentive ear and let's see how we can also be part of the cause. So I would like to also thank, you know, the organization and the management here, and mashallah, Dr. Idris, for the lovely hospitality, for hosting us and his family, my lovely ward.
www.attableague.com, the reviver of the